This is the CRI News, and I'm Peter Smith. The Chinese Vice President Xi Jinping has met with the U.S. Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta in Beijing. He said Panetta's visit will help to further advance the relationship between the two militaries as well as the two nations. For his part, Panetta said he appreciates Xi's all-round support to encourage the military-to-military relationship, and he has confidence in better dialogues and communications between the two countries. Panetta is on his first visit to China as Pentagon chief. A poll conducted by the Pew Research Center's Global Attitudes Project has found that most Americans support strong relations with China. With China being considered a competitor rather than an enemy, 65% of Americans view China-U.S. relations as generally good, compared with 29% who think otherwise. Meanwhile, 55% of Americans advocate building a strong relationship with China, while most Americans remain vigilant about China's fast rise as a world power. 66% of Americans regard China as a competitor, compared with 16% who see China as a partner and 15% as an enemy. The poll was released at a time when President Barack Obama and the Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney compete to harden their China-bashing rhetoric in order to win more votes. Chinese marine surveillance ships patrolling the Diaoyu Islands have been encountering resistance from Japanese patrol boats. The State Oceanic Administration says that 10 Chinese surveillance ships have been cut off by the Japanese side. The details of the encounter have not been revealed. Japan has sent 6 vessels and 3 planes into the area. China says that Japan's unlawful purchase of the Diaoyu Islands will definitely affect planned talks on a free trade area between China, Japan and South Korea. The Ministry of Commerce spokesman Shen Danyan says Japan's move will impose adverse impacts on Sino-Japanese economic ties and will consequentially affect the planned trilateral FTA talks. Shen says China is still overseeing the situation. However, he didn't say if the trilateral talks scheduled to start within this year had been cancelled. Jiang Ping-kung announced this morning that he will resign from his post as the chairman of the Taiwan-based Straits Exchange Foundation on Thursday next week. Taiwan authorities have approved his resignation. Founded in 1990, the foundation is authorized by Taiwan to handle cross-strait affairs. China's Alibaba Group has officially concluded a $7.6 billion US dollar buyback deal to repurchase a 20% stake in itself from Yahoo. It paid Yahoo $6.3 billion US dollars in cash and $800 million US dollars in preference shares in Alibaba in the deal. The initial repurchase of shares represents half of Yahoo's 40% stake in Alibaba on a fully diluted basis. Before the deal, Yahoo had been the largest shareholder in Alibaba, with its voting rights in the company's board increased from 35% to 39% in 2010. The Iranian Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi has arrived in Syria's capital of Damascus, where he will meet with his counterpart Walid al-Malolm and the President Bashar al-Assad. Iran, the main regional ally of Syria, is a member of the newly established Quartet Committee, which also groups Saudi Arabia, Turkey and Egypt. The formation of the Quartet Group was called for by the new Egyptian leader Mohamed Morsi with the aim of handling the Syrian issue in a peaceful way. The committee held its first foreign ministers' meeting Monday in Egypt's capital, Cairo. The next meeting of the Quartet Committee will be held in New York next Tuesday on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly session. A popular South Korean entrepreneur-turned-professor Ahn Chol-soo has broken his silence to officially declare his presidential bid. The announcement ended months of frenzied speculation over the political future of Ahn, the soft-spoken millionaire philanthropist who founded the antivirus software firm Ahn Lab, said the current political system failed to represent the popular will and the economic system widened the wealth gap. The presidential election is slated for December, with the incumbent President Lee Myung-bak constitutionally barred from seeking re-election. Striking miners at the Marikana mine in South Africa have accepted a wage offer of 22%. They'll return to work on Thursday. It follows a bloody 6-week strike at the mine, which left 45 people dead. The wildcat strike by miners at the Lonmin facility sparked job action across South Africa's mining sector. It also ignited criticism of South African President Jacob Zuma and his ruling African National Congress. That's the CRI News, and I'm Peter Smith.